This is the story of Little Joey and the Bubblegum Balloon. Little Joey was a very happy little boy. He lived in a nice house with his father and mother. He liked to play with his toys, and he liked to play games with the other children in the neighborhood. And he liked to play with his little dog, Scooter. But most of all, Little Joey liked to chew bubblegum. All day long, he chewed bubblegum and blew big gum bubbles. His mommy didn't like to have him chew bubblegum all the time. She said, "No more bubblegum today, Joey. Someday you'll make such a big bubblegum balloon, it'll carry you right up in the sky." And Joey said, "I won't chew any bubblegum today, Mom." And then he picked up his lunchbox and started happily on his way to the little red schoolhouse. His dog Scooter ran after him, chasing squirrels and rabbits along the way. "Woof, woof," he barked as he chased a squirrel, whoosh, right up a tree. Little Joey thought it was a lot of fun, and he forgot all about minding his mommy. He took a stick of bubble gum out of his pocket and stuffed it right in his mouth. And he took another and another, and then he blew a big bubble gum balloon. And he blew and he blew, and the bubble gum balloon got bigger and bigger. It got so big, it was bigger than Little Joey. And just then the wind started blowing, and blew the bubblegum balloon right up in the air. And Little Joey went right up in the air with the balloon. Higher and higher they went, skimming over the treetops and houses below, just like an airplane in the sky. And Little Joey became afraid, and he was afraid he'd fall down to the ground and get hurt. On and on went the bubblegum balloon with Little Joey hanging on. "Help! Help! Somebody save me!" But nobody heard him. Just then, he heard the whirr of a big airplane. It flew right past Little Joey. The people were looking out the windows at Little Joey, but they couldn't hear his cries for help. And soon the airplane was gone, and Little Joey felt very sad. Then from far behind him, he heard another noise. Honk, honk. Just like the horn of an automobile. Little Joey thought, "Gee, do they have autos up in the sky, too?" And he looked back, but he couldn't see any auto. But he did see a big gray goose, a Canadian honker, flying straight at him. "Honk, honk," said the goose, as if to say, "Get out of my way, Joey." And then it happened. The big gray goose hit the balloon. Bang! The bubblegum balloon burst into a thousand pieces, and down from the sky fell Little Joey. "Help! Help!" he cried. And faster he fell toward the ground. Down and down he went. Then, wham, he hit with a thud. And do you know where his mommy found him? Right on top of a big haystack, and he didn't get hurt. But he was plenty scared. Then Little Joey saw the people running toward him, and he saw his mommy and daddy drive up in their car. And he slipped down from the haystack and ran right to his mommy and threw his arms around her and cried, "Oh, Mommy, I was so afraid. Next time I'll mind you, Mommy." And then his mommy and daddy took Little Joey home.